KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Wet cloudy skies, some light rain, 71 degrees right now in Atlantic. Looking for scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning. Sky's becoming partly cloudy this afternoon and a high of 88 expected in the Nishna Valley. Good morning, I'm Jim Field, KJAN News. Our news update this hour brought to you by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agents in Oakland. All patrons of the Riverside School District heading off to the polls for the fifth time tomorrow to cast ballots on a $15.1 million bond issue that they hope to use to construct a $22 million building for grades 7 through 12 on land purchased by the district at the intersection of U.S. Highways 6 and 59. Officials with the Pottawatomie County Auditor's Office say if approved, that bond would raise taxes in the district by $2.70 per $1,000 of taxable valuation, or about $124,000 for a house assessed at $100,000. The last time a bond issue for new facilities was before the voters was December 4th. At that time, they received 59.1% approval, just 13 yes ballots short of passage. Bond votes in Iowa require a 60% supermajority. A minimum of 6 months must pass between votes. KJAN News Time is 9:01.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
In addition to the Riverside School bond votes, patrons in the Exira and Elkhorn-Kimbleton school districts will also be heading to the polls tomorrow. They'll be voting on whether or not to seal the deal on reorganization. For the past several years, the districts have shared a superintendent, buildings, classes, athletics, and more. On Tuesday, voters will be asked to consolidate the two districts. Superintendent Dean Schnoes has previously stated that financial pressure from the state is one reason for the districts to merge. Increased educational opportunities would be another motivating factor. In previous interviews with KJAN, Schnoes said that current facilities in both districts will stay the same and property owners would see a reduction in their property taxes for 3 years as a result of consolidation. A bicyclist who was reported missing on Sunday was found dead in Taylor County. According to the Iowa State Patrol, volunteers searching for 58-year-old Gerald O. Williams of Lenox discovered the man's body just off of Taylor County Road J-10 east of Lenox near Vale Avenue. An investigation determined Williams was struck by a 2009 Chevy Malibu at around 9:15 Saturday morning and died at the scene. That incident is still being investigated. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County reported the arrest early Sunday morning of a Nebraska man on drug charges. 21-year-old Jamie Jean Neville of Omaha was arrested around 3 o'clock Sunday morning in Red Oak following a traffic stop. Neville was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and booked at the Montgomery County Jail. A deer in the road was said to have been the cause of an accident late Sunday night in northern Montgomery County. The sheriff's office says a 2006 GMC Sierra pickup truck driven by Justin W. Swartz of Grant was traveling east on 110th Street just west of W Avenue at around 9 p.m. when the vehicle topped a hill and found several deer in the road. Swartz swerved to miss the animals and lost control of the truck, which entered the north ditch and overturned before coming to rest on its top. The accident wasn't discovered until just before midnight. Rescue personnel from Grant Fire and Rescue searched the area but couldn't locate the vehicle's driver. Swartz, who was not injured during the crash, had actually walked to his residence where he was found a short time later. No injuries reported following an accident Sunday morning in Villisca. According to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, 65-year-old Diana Freshour of Villisca was traveling south on U Avenue at around 10:15 a.m. and turning east into a parking lot at 109 U Avenue when she thought she saw an animal. When Freshour swerved to avoid the animal, her 2009 Chevy Malibu hit a telephone pole owned by Villisca Municipal Power. combined damage to the car and the pole estimated at $400. There were no citations. A man who robbed a Des Moines area fast food restaurant had an unusual getaway car. The Polk County Sheriff's Office says a man entered the Wendy's restaurant just before 5 p.m. on Sunday. He told an employee that he had a weapon and he demanded money. He was given an undisclosed amount of cash and then fled across a parking lot of an adjacent building. He got into a maroon Ford Ranger pickup truck, which was pulling a large trailer that contained furniture covered by a dark tarp. Witnesses say the trailer had blue out-of-state license plates. An Iowa couple mourning the death of a twin in the womb has sued a doctor in an Omaha hospital for not heeding their wishes to preserve the fetus for baptism, cremation, and memorial service. The Omaha World Herald is reporting that Jill and Victor McCall have sued the doctor and Methodist Women's Hospital in West Omaha. The lawsuit says the hospital and its staff violated a 2003 state law that requires every hospital maintain a written policy for the disposition of remains of a stillborn. The law also says a parent has the right to direct the disposition of a stillborn's remains within 14 days of the delivery. The McCalls say that did not happen with their stillborn, whom they named Robert Thomas. His twin Michael survived. He is now 2 years old. Well, gasoline prices have dropped more than 40 cents a gallon in Iowa over the past month, but it's not expected to translate to an uptick in travel over the upcoming July 4th holiday. Gail Weinholzer at AAA Iowa says the national travel forecast predicts a drop of about 1% from Independence Day last year.
We attribute the drop primarily to the fact that the holiday is on a Thursday this year instead of Wednesday. Last year, when it was on a Wednesday, people tended to take the whole week, and when you take the whole week, you tend to travel farther or make bigger plans, whereas when it's on a Thursday, people just tend to take Friday and make a long weekend of it.
As for the summer vacation season, she's predicting gas prices should stay generally where they are now, barring any disasters.
The start of the summer season in the upper Midwest and Great Plains areas bring wonderful weather, but in the Gulf Coast, it brings hurricanes. So as a result, we're expecting rather moderate prices for fuel, with the caveat that there be no significant hurricane in the Gulf Coast region.
The national average price for gas currently is $3.59 a gallon, while Iowa's averaging slightly higher at $3.61. Just a month ago, the statewide average was $4.02 per gallon. A lawyer for the American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa is hoping leaders of other cities will consider following the lead of the city council in Iowa City. Last week, Iowa City leaders approved an ordinance to ban traffic enforcement cameras, most uses of license plate readers, and drones. ACLU of Iowa Legal Director Randall Wilson says not all surveillance is conducted by the National Security Agency.
There is a lot going on just locally that is of great concern. And certainly we're also at the same time concerned about these mobile speed camera systems that prosecute owners even though they can't prove the owner was the driver.
The ordinance approved in Iowa City is believed to be the first of its kind in the U.S.
I think it's fairly leading edge. I don't think it's an extreme measure. I think it's a very rational thing to do. I just wish more cities would now begin to think about doing something similar.
Wilson also takes issue with the makers of the camera systems, as he says they're all from foreign countries, and they end up collecting at least half of the fines. Checking headlines around the world this hour, he'd been booked on a flight for Cuba, but there's been no sign of Edward Snowden on board that flight from Moscow today. Aeroflot says Snowden wasn't on board, and AP reporters on the flight didn't spot him. Snowden, who leaked details of two secret U.S. government surveillance programs, arrived in Moscow yesterday from Hong Kong, where he'd been in hiding for several weeks. Ecuador is considering his request for asylum. The Supreme Court is wading into a complicated immigration dispute. It involves the status of children who have become adults as their parents waited for years to become legal permanent residents of the United States. The justices said today that they will hear an appeal from the Obama administration, arguing that those children in most cases should go to the back of the line in their own wait for visas to live in this country. Stocks are starting the week with a sharp decline in the opening minutes of trading today. The Dow Industrials fell more than 200 points in early trading, with investors still worried about the Federal Reserve's timetable for winding down its stimulus programs. Global markets are being hammered today by developments in China, where the People's Bank of China told banks that they are on their own when it comes to securing cash. KJAN News Time is 9:09.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelINS.com.
In the funeral announcements this morning, 20-year-old Jesse Scott Leeper of Adair died Wednesday at University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City. Funeral services for Jesse Scott Leeper will be held today at 10:30 in the Adair Casey High School Gymnasium. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. 86-year-old Delbert E. Grove of Guthrie Center died Friday at the Panora Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Delbert Grove will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. 60-year-old Sharon Campbell of Atlantic died Saturday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Sharon Campbell will be held Wednesday at 11 o'clock in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. 71-year-old Dorothy Ann Becker of Ames and formerly of Atlantic died Thursday at the Israel Hospice House in Ames. Services for Dorothy Ann Becker will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock in the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. 91-year-old Wanda Jensen of Fontenelle died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Services for Wanda Jensen are pending at this time with the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. 89-year-old Gerald Bowman of Coon Rapids died Sunday at St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. Services for Gerald Bowman are currently pending with the Odie Funeral Home. That's Check of News this hour, brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland. The SkyScan forecast is next.